Happy Friday, news listeners, and welcome to your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 10th of March, 2023. Got the best in tech that happened over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you in less than 5 minutes. All right, get ready to cue up your Beethoven and Mozart and all those other composers' names I can't pronounce, because Apple Classical Music app, yep, it's on the way. At first, we kind of thought this thing might just be a mirage in the desert somewhere. We've been hearing about it, we thought we'd seen it, and it turns out it's not there yet. Well, Apple surprised us yesterday by making the app as available for pre-order on the App Store. Now, the whole point of the Apple Music Classical app is to provide a deeper search and composer metadata that will actually help set it apart from the mainstream music services. Oh, and by the way, as an added plus, spatial audio, yeah, it's on board. Apple says their app will make it quick and easy to find any recording in the world's largest classical music catalog, and listeners will be able to enjoy it in the highest lossless audio quality possible. That quality being 192 kHz, 24-bit high res. So if you're a classical buff, get it pre-ordered now before it launches on March 28th. Well, WhatsApp and the UK government, yeah, they're not getting along right now. That's probably why the head of WhatsApp actually traveled over to the UK and apparently trying to set some records straight. Will Cathcart, who is the head of WhatsApp, by the way, was talking to some UK journalists yesterday in London and is pretty much saying that the UK's online safety bill, he's very much alarmed about it. His concern is that the bill could make it harder for WhatsApp and other messaging platforms to actually provide end-to-end encryption. Cathcart's exact quote was, "It's hard to imagine we're having this conversation about a liberal democracy that might go around people's ability to communicate privately." He went on to say that WhatsApp would not comply with any efforts to undermine the company's encryption. So I don't really know how well the conversation between WhatsApp and the UK government's really going to go from here. Sounds like both have drawn their lines in the sand. We'll keep you posted. ChatGPT. Can't go a week without saying this, can we? Well, now Microsoft Azure OpenAI service, it's got ChatGPT on board. That means developers and businesses now will be able to integrate OpenAI's ChatGPT model right into their own cloud apps, enabling conversation AI and many other apps and services too. Meaning businesses could actually use ChatGPT to power custom chatbots to handle queries from customers, provide summaries of conversations, even send emails. And we're kind of finding out with AI and ChatGPT, the usage for it could actually be endless. Now, Microsoft's next AI big push won't be detailed till next week. That's where Microsoft is holding a special event where it plans to announce the future of work, as we've reported earlier this week on the podcast, and will actually demonstrate just how ChatGPT will be useful in the workplace / businesses. Roku users in the U.S. Need a hub for your local news? Well, boom, there it is. This is all part of the new OS 12 update for the local news hub, which will actually give you live news channels near you in major U.S. cities. It's all part of Roku's new live TV channel guide and brings in streams from over 350 broadcast television stations across the U.S. Also, by the way, it's all powered by AI. I can't get away from this, can we? Yes, these news recommendations will be all AI-powered and actually offer a curated discovery experience, at least according to Roku. Now, news is not the only thing Roku's beefing up. Look for the sports section also to get a little bump, where it will be adding golf and other soccer programming. Most of it, however, though, will be in the Spanish language. As far as the OS 12 rollout, it will be in the coming weeks, so it's not quite there yet. And all of these features also won't arrive all at once. Channel partners, content expansions, and mobile app upgrades, they'll actually arrive within the coming months. And finally, time to turn off the lights, close the curtains down, shut up the doors, and turn the lock. Reddit's Clubhouse clone? It's shutting down. Better known as Reddit Talk, the live audio conversation feature will be saying its goodbyes on March 21st. Yeah, not that far away. This is all posted on the company's website, and the reason for shutting down Talk? It just requires a significant amount of resourcing, and a lot more than they anticipated. And Reddit Talk ain't the only thing to be affected as well. The company also said it's shutting down the Happening Now page, which pretty much exists to help you find active talks and live chats. Yeah, it won't be needed anymore, will it? Talk didn't last too long, was actually announced in April of 2021, and less than 2 years later, yep, the talk will be no more. got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the news show now over at Patreon at patreon.com/BTN News. And don't forget, if you are a Patreon supporter, you get the weekend edition of the news show exclusively for you. Check out the network website at britishtechnetwork.com. And while you're over there, check out the Mac Show and the Big Show as well. Give BTN a follow on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by the Slack room and join the BTN community today. You can do it right now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, well, headed into the weekend, of course. Our Patreon subscribers, you'll have your weekend edition for you tomorrow. The regular show, of course, will be back on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that goes on over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday and an even better weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.